On the air thanks to listener donation and generous support from the University of Southern Maine. USM educates Maine's future artists, business people, engineers, healthcare professionals, lawyers, managers, public servants, scientists, and teachers. More information is available at usm.maine.edu.
Blunt wishes to thank the following sponsors and partners: the A.R. Gould School at Long Creek Youth Development Center, Terrascope Youth Radio from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Youth Radio from Youth Media International in Oakland, California. The views expressed on Blunt are those of the individual speakers and producers, and not those of WMPG, the University of Southern Maine, or any of Blunt's funders or supporters. Blunt Youth Radio welcomes opposing views.
It has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What's your contribution going to be? What problems are you going to solve? What discoveries will you make?
I intend to broadcast from this ship 24 hours a day until the day I die. And then for a couple days after that.
No one's written your destiny for you. You make your own future.
I've always lived for news and weather. Happy to dive into, especially the weather.
What music do you play when you get up in the morning? What about when you're in the car cruising? How about right after your boyfriend?
Music is essential these days. These days, more and more young people are relying on SoundCloud, a music-sharing website. Tonight, Kate and I will be talking to some of the musicians responsible for creating these sounds.
Our guests tonight are young adults from all over Southern Maine. They're our classmates, friends, and they're playing in our earbuds as we walk to school. They include Anthony Lewis,
Annika Erickson,
Samson Martin and Ben Reeder,
Nick Decker,
Greg Strong,
Liam Broderick,
Colin Spillane,
and Tyler Simpson and Leo Hilton. I'm Ava Zielinski.
And I'm Kate Hull.
You're listening to Blunt Youth Radio, an award-winning youth-produced radio show that has been on air every Monday evening since 1994. This is a call-in show. If you want to talk to any musicians featured tonight or want to share any of your thoughts, then call us at 780-4909. Again, the number is 780-4909.
Here in studio tonight, we have Anthony Lewis and Annika Erickson.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello. So Anthony Lewis is from New York City originally and has been in Portland for 12 years. He taught himself to play guitar and harmonica, listening to Bob Dylan and Neil Young, and has been performing around town for a couple of years now.
Annika lives on Peaks Island and self-taught herself guitar, which she has been playing for 6 years now. She originally began covering music and is now moving toward originals. That's awesome.
So could you guys, starting with Annika, tell us a little bit about the kinds of music that you produce on SoundCloud?
Yeah, sure. I mostly do covers on my SoundCloud. I do stuff like Radiohead, and sometimes I take pop songs and make them my own and do a cover of those.
And what is your SoundCloud, just so people can find you?
It's soundcloud.com/Annika Erickson.
How about you, Anthony? What's your SoundCloud name?
Oh, my SoundCloud name is, it's soundcloud.com/AnthonyLewis-6. And it's mostly, I do some covers, but I don't make them my own. I just do them exactly like they do them on the records, because I'm not creative enough to do my own. I do like David Bowie covers, Bob Dylan covers, and I also have a lot of originals on there. So if you want to go listen to some original fly music, then that's the place to be.
So Anthony, when did you begin writing music?
I began writing music, the first song I ever wrote was in seventh grade, and it was for a girl, and I wrote it on my front step while watching the sunset, and it was terrible, but I've been writing music seriously for, I guess, a couple of years now.
Are a lot of your songs written for other people?
Mainly. I try to mask that, but I haven't been masking it very well recently, so, you know.
Annika, do you write your own songs, or is it just
covers? I do, yeah. Like Anthony, I started in middle school and wrote it for people I had crushes on, so, yep.
Yeah.
Is that true, Anthony, or the people you have crushes on?
I write songs for the people I despise and the people I have crushes on.
Oh.
And my
it's
mom.
It's profound. So both of you have original songs that you also write. What inspires you to start writing those? Annika, you can start.
I guess it's just an easier way to express yourself. sometimes I have a hard time expressing how I feel just with words, so I just do it through songwriting, through music. So,
yeah. So you both play the guitar, and Anthony, I know you play harmonica too. How do you set like the music to the words you've written, or does it just kind of come naturally? I don't know.
I mean, there's never really like a set way to do it. Mm-hmm. For me, at least, usually the words come first, and then I kind of just find something, or like I'll find a song I like, and then just rip off the chords. You know, it's a lot easier that
That's
way.
Good.
But yeah.
Yeah. What other musicians inspire you to write music or to produce any kinds of music, Annika?
I guess Ray LaMontagne, just because I love the wording he uses. It's like poetry, I guess, and I just love his style.
That's really cool.
Musicians who inspire me are mostly Bob Dylan, Neil Young. I listen to a lot of David Bowie, you know, Led Zeppelin, that kind of thing. Et cetera, et cetera.
Very cool. So right now we're actually going to listen to one of Annika's covers of the song Creep by Radiohead. So here it is, right off of SoundCloud.
Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. So very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Don't care if it hurts. Why have control? I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to know. I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a
You're listening to Blunt, and we do have a caller, Rita from Cumberland. Rita, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Rita.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
I can.
Okay, what was your question?
Oh, no, I just wanted to tell Annika she's got a beautiful voice. Please keep at it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. How sweet.
So that was Annika's song. So Annika, tell us a little bit about where and how you recorded that.
I recorded that on my own, and believe it or not, I recorded it in my bathroom, on a Sunday morning because I had nothing better to do, and, yep, it was on my own, just in my bathroom.
So, I guess moving kind of back towards SoundCloud a little bit, why'd you decide to start using SoundCloud in particular?
I liked that it was free for most people to listen to, and I liked how easy it was to access, and I also love that you can search any artist or genre you like, and it's there for you to listen to.
That's really cool. So what are some of your musical inspirations? Which artists or bands do you like the most? Anthony, we'll start with you.
Well, the musician that I like the most overall is Bob Dylan. I have a big space in my heart for Bob Dylan.
Can you tell us what your favorite part of Bob Dylan is, or like why?
His hair. His hair and his hook nose. Bob Dylan and Neil Young are the two who really stand out for me. But like I said, the other ones I mentioned, David Bowie and John Cale and, you know, Velvet Underground and those guys and Brian Eno, et cetera. Yeah.
Annika, how about you?
Like I mentioned earlier, I do really love Ray LaMontagne just for his expression and the type of voice he has and the words he uses.
So I guess now we're going to listen to one of Anthony's SoundCloud recordings. So. And Anthony, could you tell us, this is the last time we're going to be speaking to you two on air because we're going to be transitioning, but Anthony, can you tell us a little bit about this song, Garden Wheel?
Sure. It's just a song called Garden Wheel that I didn't like at first because the guitar it sounds a little too high and you can't hear the voice that much, but you sort of can. And it's a song I wrote for a person. And yeah.
Okay, and it's an original?
It is an original composition.
Great. So before we listen to that, I'm just going to say thank you to Annika Erickson and Anthony Lewis, two young musicians who came with us to talk about their music. And so just to let everyone know, this is a call-in show. Call us at 780-4909. Again, that's 780-4909. Thank you both for coming on. And now we're going to listen to Anthony's song, Garden Wheel. Here it is.
She is hollow, she is filled, she breaks away from the garden wheel, reveals herself, she steals herself, feels nothing but the melting man by her side. Open, night falls through. One quick motion and she fades to you. Her mind is waiting with an old canoe. She draws herself up in your arms. Moon time passed, so did we. We hide our grass on the balcony.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. We just had Annika and Anthony on, and now we have Ben Reeder and Samson Martin. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Hi,
for having
thanks.
Us.
So, Samson Martin and Ben Reeder are part of a band called Sassy Boys. That's B-O-Y-Z. It's a local comedic Christian rock trio from Portland. It consists of Jacob Kasafikas on guitar, who is currently a freshman at Tufts, Ben Reeder, a PHS alumni in vocals, and Samson Martin, a PHS senior on bass, backup vocals, and guitar. Sassy Boys have been together for over a year now and released their debut album, The Power of Christ, just over a week ago. So I guess to start off, explain how you kind of started your band and like what inspired that kind of creation.
All right. Yeah. You want to take this?
Yeah. So
how it began was we all work at the same summer camp, and we have to do, it was a Christian summer camp, we had to do worships every day. Mm-hmm. And so we decided we all like music, so why not try some, put some music into it? Yeah. And the kids came up with the name Sassy Boys, and so it kind of just took off from there.
Me and Jacob were the assigned worship musicians, so we thought we'd do something with that.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about your music, because it's a pretty interesting set of tracks you guys have. Yeah,
pretty
good stuff.
Well, what we try to do is, I write a lot of our music. I don't write all of it. Jacob gets mad because I call myself the Trent Reznor of Sassy Boys. And I try to write a lot of different stuff, so I try to put like a different genre like for each song almost. We have a lot of acoustic songs though, so about half of the song is acoustic, and then there's like ska, there's like a pop punk song, there's a rap song, there's a dance song, we have a lot of variation. So
yeah, just try to get some variety in there and have fun with it.
That's really cool. Is this your first time like doing music stuff, or do you have your own kind of separate, I don't know.
Well, I've been in several bands before. Yeah. I was in my first band when I was in seventh grade, and mm-hmm. we broke up about a year ago. Actually, it was in June, so not even quite. And then I was in another band. Actually, I've probably been in about four bands before. So
yeah, very Samson's cool. The big musician.
Ben, what's your musical background?
Well, I mostly come from a theatrical background, so I do a lot of musical theater and stuff, and that's where a lot of my singing experience comes from. But other than that, I've never really been in a band. I think I tried to be in a band once in like third grade with my friends on my street, but nothing really super big.
Cool. So we are short on time today. I'm sorry about that, but it was great talking to you, and we're going to play your song now. So this song is called Are You There, God, It's Me, Ben, and this is by Sam Smart and Ben Reeder of the Sassy Boys group. And just so you can let everyone know, how can people find you, your songs online?
You can find them on pretty much any digital distribution site, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. So Let's take a listen to that. Thank you both.
Awesome. Thanks. I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared of malaria. I'm scared of commitment. And I'm scared of rabid dogs. I hope that I'll develop soon into someone like you. If I want these fears to go away, I must increase my trust. In me, and I'm scared of walking into my house only to realize that somebody disposed of a tissue in the toaster and it sets the house on fire, engulfing me in flames, and then a flame retardant pit bull comes into my house and attacks me and then drags me into the basement when a possessed doll that looks like Ralph Nader starts kicking me in the head while singing me Liza Minnelli. I hope that I'll develop soon into someone like you. If I want these fears to go away, I must, I must, I must. breach my trust in you.
All right, you're listening to Blunt Youth Radio. I'm Ava.
And I'm Kate.
And this is a call-in show. We actually do have a caller on the line now, Matt from Portland.
Hello? Matt?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, what's your question?
Yeah, my question about Sam. I just want to say that song just touched me. I want to say it's really good. I just hope he keeps on playing and just keeps on playing and just rocks on.
Thank you, Matt. That was great. Matt is actually also a member of Blunt. So, cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So, in studio right now, we have Leo Hilton and Tyler Simpson. Hi, guys.
Evening.
So, known separately under their aliases, DJ Trick Stein and DJ Shady Malice, respectively, together, along with their associate Spooky Ghost, Sam Baudette, they form the collective known as Mark's Records. Mark's Records produces a variety of different styles of music, ranging from the sweet sounds of DJ Trickseye's EDM to gritty experimental rap to simple but fantastic mashups and remixes of many tracks by the collective's favorite artists. So I believe they're doing an in-studio performance for us. Mm-hmm. Before they start, this is a call-in show. We want to remind you guys. The number is 780-4909. Again, that's 780-4909.
And just a little warning is that I literally wrote these lyrics 15 minutes before I came to the studio.
And we practiced this once 5 minutes before the show started.
So it might be a little shaky, but we'll do our best.
All right. Whenever you guys are ready.
All right.
With me and my crew, we style with Spooky Ghost 2, and when DJ Trick drops another dope beat, we gonna spit forever, ain't never gonna sleep. We're a minion minus 4, don't need no more, cause if you want a war, I'll shut you down, not what we here for. We might seem softcore, but knock down my door, I'll let you know I'm DJ Shady Malice. I've got more rhymes inside my phallus than nukes that Kim Jong keeps inside his palace. I'll blast you with my gat so hard you land in Dallas. Stars in your eyes, Aurora Borealis. I'll slit your finger, Vena Digitalis. I'll drink your blood, drink it straight from a chalice. I'm rough, just like a callus, but I'll cut your ropes so there ain't no more ballast. If you won't drop the hate, you'll force me to incinerate, cause my lyrics flow with no end, like a circle or a figure eight. I speak plain, no need to translate. I'll pound you and I won't abate, fist flying at an astounding rate. Burn the ground beneath, for I fear the very stones prate of my transition to another state, but not a state of mind or a matter but a verse. Prose all around me, they ain't kind, but now they cursed.
Wow, that was great, guys. Thank you.
Mind-blowing.
That was written 15 minutes prior to this?
Yeah, most of it.
So, Leo, tell us, what inspired that beautiful rap piece?
Well, honestly, when I sit down to write something, I come up with one word to rhyme, and I'll go and I'll look in a rhyming dictionary, and I'll come up with a bunch of fantastic words that have the same rhyme, and come up with creative lyrics that fit the rhyme pattern. And in this case, I guess I went for a little bit more of a diss rap.
Nice.
we have some other stuff that's slightly too profane to play on the radio that's on our SoundCloud, Mark's Records, as well as a bunch of other stuff.
So I guess tell us, how did you two become interested in music? I guess you want to start with Tyler?
Yeah. Well, we've been interested in music for a really long time, pretty much our whole lives, but we didn't really start getting interested in putting it together and making it until we found programs like Virtual DJ just for free on the internet.
And that was about probably a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Something around there. I mean, I'd experimented before with guitar and vocal music, but I'm not that great at playing guitar and I don't sing very well. So that really wasn't my thing. And I really wanted to do music. And in this day and age when we have computer programs that we can make awesome beats with and it's really just something that's been super fun and creative. Even if we're not that good at it,
yeah,
it's enjoyable.
Yeah,
it went from mashups to beats to beats and I guess
rhymes and yeah, it's been fantastic.
So, cool. Tyler, how many different beats can you make?
I don't know. I kind of just do it when I walk around.
So, I'll ask whoever wants to answer this, what your thoughts are on the current music industry. Nowadays, music is everywhere. And like we're seeing now, SoundCloud has millions of people on it. Do you think that this kind of online presence is changing music for the better or for worse?
Honestly, I think it's changing it for the better because it allows people to move away from the kind of corrupt big music label, record labels, you know. I mean, even groups that started out like very underground, like Def Jam, you know, they're very popular now, and they sponsor artists, and when they need new artists, they go to the underground of music, and they pick up new artists and bring them to the top, and their stuff doesn't sound as good anymore. And so...
Well, everyone can make music now. Everyone's releasing it. We're getting a lot more free music because people are just making it on their computer. They're releasing it on the internet. And with music being free, it's going to become, I think, more of a performance art kind of thing than industry.
And the young generation, or the generation that's growing up right now and listening to music, more than the older generation, much more hesitates to pay for music because they've had free illegal music or free legal music their entire life. And as those people become musicians, I think we'll see more and more them releasing free music for people because they know that they wouldn't pay for music.
And there are a lot of artists now counteracting that kind of fixed music genre and online popularity music presence. For example, P. Diddy is making a new channel called Revolt. Have you guys heard of that one?
Yep.
I mean... Honestly, I've found out a little bit about that, and I think it's totally just. It's somebody marketing something. Not that I know very much about it, but he's trying to appeal to a new audience by acting like he's moving away from the mainstream and towards the underground, whereas it's really just a new marketing tactic.
I guess moving back kind of towards more you guys, you said, Leo, for example, that you said you couldn't, you know, sing and play the guitar, but sites like, tools like Virtual DJ help you guys mix and do stuff. So what are your goals for the future?
Do you have any?
We're going with the flow. I mean, I don't see music being a profession of mine, but definitely something that I'll want to do for many years into the future and hopefully influence another generation of people to make music that's like 10 times better than what I make.
That's awesome.
Who have been some of your biggest supporters throughout your musical careers?
Supporters?
Like fans.
Each other. We have a very close friend who's the other member of our collective, Spooky Ghost or Sam Baudette, and he always listens to our music and he's gives a lot of good constructive criticism.
How'd you guys choose your DJ names?
Oh, did we? They just kind of
they kind of crop up. Our friend Will Sampson gave Tyler his, and
that would be what was it again?
DJ Trickside. And I don't know how mine came about, honestly.
And what was yours?
DJ Shady Malice.
There's a longer version, but you don't want to hear it.
So what are some of your favorite bands or artists? Leo, we'll start with you.
I mean, I like a lot of music and I listen to a large variety of music, but I'd say for people that influenced me to make the music that I make today, groups like D'Antwoord, who are a South African rap group, Immortal Technique, who's an underground rapper, I mean, he really influenced me in the way that he showed how really anyone can make music and anybody can rise from being nothing to being somebody, and that's really cool. Otherwise, I really like a bunch of these like modern EDM artists like Pretty Lights, Grammatic, stuff that Tyler mostly introduced me to.
Mm-hmm. Should I answer the same question?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm kind of influenced in my musical taste by Grammatic in the electronic sort of music that is made easily, and in the whole performance part of it, I kind of aspire to achieve the kind of flow that you see with the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers with the sort of jam band style, do it on the spot sort of thing. And Yeah, just I like EDM too. Pretty Lights.
Great.
Some rap, B.I.G.
I guess moving kind of back to SoundCloud too. Why did you guys start using SoundCloud? Like, what about the site appealed to you?
It's free to a certain extent. You can upload 2 hours of your own stuff before you have to make a new account or pay for your account. And it's easy to share your music with other people, so you can put it on Facebook or on Twitter or whatever. And it's really nice because you can change the licensing on it from all rights reserved to a Creative Commons license so that other people can legally remix, share, and change your music in whatever ways they want to use it.
Great. Well, thank you so much. This was Leo Hilton and Tyler Simpson, also known as DJ Trickside and DJ Shady Malice. Thank you so much. By the way, this is a call-in show. We're going to head to break now, but afterwards, you should give us a call. The number is 780-4909. Again, that's 780-4909. Up next, we're going to be talking to Greg Strong and Nick Decker. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
The weather tonight is going to be partly cloudy, with a high of 63 degrees. And then tomorrow night, it's going to be a little rainy in the evening, perhaps, and a high of 62 degrees. Wednesday, it's going to be a little rainy in the PM as well, a high of 51 degrees, dropping down as low into the low to mid-30s at night and in the lows. Thursday, it's going to be cloudy. Friday as well, both in the low 50s, as low as the low 30s, but rarely below freezing, except maybe on Friday. So have a nice pre-spook time weekend, and you're listening to WMPG, W281AC, Gorham, Portland, and this is Blunt Youth Radio with the DJ and SoundCloud show, and I'm your engineer, Isaac. Have a nice evening.
Hello, you're listening to Blunt Youth Radio. I'm Ava Zielinski.
It looks like we have a caller, actually. Cameron from Portland.
Hi, Cameron.
Are you...
Cameron?
Cameron.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you, Cameron?
Hello, I'm wonderful. I wanted to talk about Leo's rap name. He said he didn't know where he got it from.
Oh, yeah? Would you like to explain to us where he got that? Yeah, go ahead, tell us. Tell us his story.
Yeah, I put... Leo's name into my laptop for a rap generator, and it came up with DJ Shady Malice. And I just thought I should tell everybody that's how Leo got his name.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, okay. Clarifying that.
All right, bye bye.
All right, thanks, Cameron.
Thanks, Cameron.
So, we're sitting here with Greg Strong and Nick Decker. I'm going to explain. Nick Decker is part of a. His SoundCloud is Quality Time.
It's actually SoundCloud/ Nick-Decker.
Okay, and Quality Time is the band name?
Yes.
Or is that, okay, and it is an emo folk duo based out of Annapolis, Maryland. Members are Nick Decker and Sean Jones.
Okay, so Greg Strong. Holy Shadow is a project that is usually comprised of one individual, but it has been known to have as many as three. All lyrics are written by Greg, although sometimes he is emotionally crippled by the world he lives in and has his friends help him out. Greg used to write songs and release them under his own name, but he got scared and wanted a name that wasn't already taken. Later, he discovered that there is at least one other Holy Shadow, an Indonesian deathcore band. he thinks that's okay enough, though. Holy Shadow songs are generally acoustic and are generally written from certain perspectives in the hopes of reflecting upon and evoking individual feelings about the events being written about. Holy Shadow is and always will be from Maine, USA.
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, first, I'll talk to Nick. Tell us a little bit about your music.
Well, Quality Time is kind of a combination of emo bands and folk punk bands just thrown together. It's me and my friend Sean back home who plays stand-up bass. A lot of it's just really personal and emotional music, and it's got complicated guitar. Is that how you put it?
I would call it complicated, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
How about you?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Tell us about your music.
Oh, well, my music is usually just kind of sort of, I guess you could call it just poetry that kind of spouts from my mouth when I'm playing guitar. It just kind of, it's pretty straightforward, honest, I like to think of it, and pretty just generally rooted in folk music.
Cool. So we have a song by Nick Decker that we're going to play right now. So let's hear that. Thank you. Hello, you're listening to Blood Youth Radio. My name's Ava Zielinski.
I'm Kate Hull.
We were just listening to a piece by Nick Decker.
And Greg Strong.
That was not Greg Strong piece, but we do have him in the room with us today.
Yeah, we have him in the room.
And so we're talking to them about their music. Just so you guys know, this is a call-in show. Call us at 780-4909. Again, that's 780-4909. All right. So it was a great piece, Nick.
Thank you.
Was that an original?
Yes.
Okay. How do you write your music? What inspires you?
Just personal events. And generally, I write my songs by just writing a poem, and then I just put guitar to it.
Great. Very cool. I guess, do you both have a SoundCloud? Is this?
Yes.
Yes.
I guess we've been asking everybody else, so why do you guys like SoundCloud so particular?
Just because it's convenient. Whenever I write a song, I always just take my cell phone and then I put a rough cell phone recording up, and then that's before like an album or an EP comes out.
I personally like SoundCloud because I just think it's very important for people to be able to share their own sounds kind of on a whim if they want, or maybe more thought out. It's just kind of doing your own thing and not having any sort of pressure one way or the other on what to share.
So what's your SoundCloud, just so if viewers can find you guys?
You can either type in Quality Time because it'll pop up. That's koala, like the marsupial, and then tea, like the drink. But, or it's soundcloud.com/Nick-Decker.
And mine is soundcloud.com/I like the forest. Like, I like the forest, the sentence with no spaces.
Cool. So what tools do you guys use to make your music? We can start with Greg.
Okay. Well, in terms of just creating literal sounds, I really rely a lot on guitar for most of the stuff that I've been producing. And I play a lot of piano, and kind of like in terms of equipment for recording, I use a lot of GarageBand to record my own demos, and hear, you know, how things are coming along.
How about you, Nick?
Guitar and stand-up bass.
So, how did you guys begin with music? Has it always been a part of your life, or is it something kind of more recent?
I've always liked music, but I actually didn't start playing guitar until about 4 years ago, so I'm still kind of new. I only started writing like a year ago, I believe. That's when Quality Time started.
Very cool. How about you, Greg?
Well, for as long as I can remember, my mom's kind of been a big influence on me in my life. She's kind of, you know, turned me on to the Beatles when I was a little kid and got me into sort of thinking that art is a legitimate thing. And I've been playing guitar for about 6 years now, and I've been playing piano since I was a very small child. So, I mean, music has had a lot of influence on me in terms of how I kind of behave on a daily basis.
Great. Well, thank you so much, guys. I'm sorry we're running low on time, but we are going to listen to Greg's song coming up, and this one is called... I don't know, you sent it to me. What was it again, Greg?
Well, I sent you two songs, so it's one of two songs. It's probably going to be called Untitled, Garden Growing from my new EP, or it could be called Wanting to Die in Boston, Massachusetts, but it might, yeah, it's one or the other.
All right, we'll be surprised by that. Well, thank you two
so much.
And we're going to listen to Greg's song right now. After that, we'll be talking to Liam Broderick and Colin Spillane. Thank you both for coming on.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Hello.
Garden growing when all of my blessings
'cause I once was broken, but now I am whole. And the universe was forgiving me for all those things I stole. There's a garden growing when all of my blessings get old. And there's a girl
wrong. I was worried I was going to pronounce it wrong.
Hi, you're listening to Blunt Youth Radio. My name is Ava Zielinski.
I'm Kate Hull. And just as a reminder, Blunt is a call-in show. Our number is 780-4909, 780-4909. So please feel free to call us with your questions or comments.
And you're listening to the SoundCloud Culture Show. We just had Greg Strong and Nick Decker in studio, and now we have Liam Broderick and Colin Spillane. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola, hola, hola.
So, Liam Broderick, Liam is a trap influence producer and DJ from Portland, Maine, who can be found on SoundCloud under the name Much Hype. Very cool.
Colin Spillane goes under the name DJ Lucky Penny. He's a DJ producer from Brunswick, Maine. He is known for his performances at the University of Maine and at several great clubs across New England. Expect a killer set of hip-hop and integrated electro.
Ooh, yeah, and you can find me on SoundCloud DJ Lucky Penny and Facebook DJ Lucky Penny.
So I guess we can start talking about is what kind of music you guys make. We can start with you, Colin.
Yeah, it's mostly based around hip-hop. It was growing up my fave stuff, and make those headbangers and then those club boppers. You already know, but I mean, my Much Hype over here is on similar flavors as well.
Yeah, my music is it's very hip-hop influenced too, more newer hip-hop though, hyphy movement and trap style, like lots of heavy bass.
Go dumb.
Rolling hi-hats. Yeah, we go dumb.
So what musical influences do each of you have? I guess, Liam, we can start with you.
My musical influences are all producers that have just sort of surfaced in the past few years, mm-hmm. Namely like Alex Young, Keys and Crates, Krankin, all trap producers that have sort of really, the trap movement is really hitting me hard.
Nice.
How
about you, Colin?
I was more of a dated stuff, the old school DJ Premier. I mean, even to like, we were just looking at Dre 2001 in the other room. And then, I mean, but obviously bringing it new age, like you said, I mean, the new R.L. Grimes, the Bowers, that trap movement is just so hot right now that you just can't ignore it. So other than that, twisting it off our own way.
So you two both have your stuff on SoundCloud. What's your favorite thing about uploading on there?
I suppose my favorite thing about uploading my music to SoundCloud is the sense of community I get. There's a lot of people you can find on SoundCloud, a lot of people to listen to your music, and a lot of people's music to listen to the point where my uploading of a track can go beyond just showing people my music. I might get help from somebody, I might get feedback, I might get positive reviews, maybe a record label.
Mostly negative. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, reviews. I'll go off what Much Hype was saying as well. It is crazy the people that can tune into your stuff. I mean, obviously worldwide, the internet's a crazy place, and the instant you drop it, it's on everything. So it's definitely huge to have that community. And obviously, like you said, the feedback is clutch for us about to drop. They can tell us if it's good or bad.
So where do you see your music career going in 5 to 10 years? We can start with you, Colin.
Trying to make that spurt. I mean, mostly it's probably going to be starting with trying to find the vocalist. So if anybody's hearing some of the stuff and they feel like getting frisky, but mostly I try to get some women's vocals. And we should be trying to get that jump in here in a little bit. So let's get a little bit of flavor of that and see what we can get hopping.
We see if we can
start that. It might, we might have some technical difficulties, so we might have to keep trying on that. But until then, I guess, Liam, what's your answer to that question?
What was the question again?
Where do you see your music career going in about 5 to 10 years?
I feel like my music career has already flatlined. I feel like I've hit a peak and I'm not going to go anywhere with it. I'm less interested in it as a career and more as an art, just to see how what I make progresses. I just want to keep doing what I'm doing and see how it changes.
Where have you played your music so far?
Mostly I DJ at parties, a few college campuses. You can catch me at Grace Restaurant on Halloween night. I'm going to be turning up for a costume party there.
Turn up, team!
Yeah, we're going to turn it up for the team.
Colin, where do you play mostly?
Mostly Thursday nights, you can catch me at Mai Tai Lounge, the Ultra Lounge up in Brunswick, mm-hmm. and then I'll be at Benchwarmers. I don't know if I'll be there this Friday. I might be doing a Portland party. It's still in the mix, and then I'm doing a clam bake down at Scarborough Saturday. So anybody trying to get those clams, try to inbox me on Facebook. DJ Lucky Penny. But, I mean, it all goes either way as far as how much, like you said, we were trying to go from where it is in the future to where we are now. But, again, I mean, we do it for the love of it. And if, you know, we could just get rid of our day jobs, that'd be pretty sweet.
Well, I think we do have something to play right now. So here it is.
Yeah.
You're listening to Blend Youth Radio. That was a piece by Colin Spillane.
Ow, DJ Lucky Penny. Yeah, we got the EP. I'll be dropping an original track this Sunday, the 27th, for my birthday. Yeah.
So, Colin, could you talk a little bit about what kind of music inspires you or how you made that piece?
I made that piece. I've been trying to mess around. Like, everybody, the electronic scene's hit so hard, so we've been dabbling in that 128. And then I'm just trying for those throat bangers. I know my man over there in the control room was going hype, but yeah, we were. That's what I was going for, is like those serious head nodders. So like I said, any talent who wants to contact me, I'm always trying to get some fresh vibes jumping on it.
So this is a question for both of you to answer. How do you think your music affects people? How do you want it to affect people?
I just want to make music for people to jump up and down to, for people to dance to. I want to make music that hits people hard. They don't necessarily have to think about it. It just is appealing, sounds appealing, feels appealing.
Yeah, exactly. Going off that, I mean, it's huge in the head nod factor of these tracks that you're trying to go for. I mean, it's either, you know, those barn burner dance floor heaters or just, you know, some serious head nodders up in the Cadillac. So anybody with those bass subs, we're trying to turn those maxed.
Cool. So now we have a piece by Liam that we're going to play for you guys.
Let's go.
All right, you're listening to Blunt U30. My name's Ava.
I'm Kate.
This is a call-in show. If you want to talk to us, we have a few minutes left. The number is 780-4909. Again, that's 780-4909. That was a piece by Liam.
And we have Liam and Colin in studio right now.
So. Man, hold on. Yeah. That was a tight track. I've never heard that before. You had that, man, that control room over there is getting crazy on these trap beats. I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, that one's called Bit Popper's Grave. You can catch it on the EP called Hyped on Progression. Much hype, hyped on progression.
So, Liam, how'd you make that piece? What inspired you?
I was inspired by video games, actually, for that one. I was listening to the Legend of Zelda theme song, and the 8-bit sounds were really...
The Ocarina sounds were, of Time.
Yeah, they were really appealing, and I needed to use them somehow, so I found an 8-bit synthesizer plug-in and just played around with it until that came out.
Cool. So this question, I guess, goes to both of you, but what would your dream collaboration be?
Dream collab, yeah.
It's really tough.
Radio listeners, don't be deceived. They just asked us this, and we were like, man, where do you go? Wet pants and all. But I'd say probably I'd have to start with, like, Rick Rubin. I mean, honestly, like, when I throw back those old Beastie Boys tracks and stuff like that, like, it would just be wild to get a flavor, like, what he listens to and he picks out. And, like, I mean, obviously, like, did the production on that new Jay-Z. He was doing Yeezus. He did it is crazy, but I mean, other than that, it'd probably be Dre. I gotta get those beat knocks. Those snares are so hard.
I mean, I suppose I would just want to work with somebody that's really different from me. So I guess somebody who has a lot more of a dance vibe. Maybe somebody like Diplo or something. Somebody just
that'd be hot.
The opposite end of my spectrum.
Yeah, how has music impacted the lives of both of you?
Keeps me out of trouble. I know I've been pulling pranks instead. No, but I think it's really helped in just keeping that constant creativity in your life. I mean, you're always trying to be doing something different and something new, and it's like you get a real stagnant vibe if you're not trying to be always progressing and always moving on. So, I mean, it gives me a peace of mind, and all of that, it shows something for my times. Like, if I watch The Notebook again, it's just another one on the tally, but if I got a hot song to show, then everybody's like, okay, you know, I give it to them.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's making music has affected me. It's given me, like, it makes me feel like I have a bigger sense of purpose. It makes me feel like I really became Much Hype when I started making the music, and it gives me confidence. It's a great way for me to kill time. It's just great.
I was gonna say, Anna, going off that feeling when you finish like something that you seem satisfactory, it's an unbelievable feeling.
Unlike anything else.
Yeah, you walk out like shaking with excitement.
So really quickly before we have to end the show, at this very moment, your favorite and your least favorite artist.
Favorite and least favorite. All right, I'm going to start off right now. I'm going to have to go like 2CJ. That's 2CJ put together because they got that fire. Stay Trippy was hot and Boats too. Go get those. Those are incredible productions. But yeah, I'm going 2CJ.
I guess my favorite artist right now is probably Avicii's new album was great. So Avicii's really at the top of my list now.
That Wake Me Up track was fire.
Yeah, Wake Me Up is fire.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show again. That was Liam Broderick and Colin Spillane. My name is Ava Zielinski.
And I'm Kate Hull.
You were listening to Blunt Youth Radio. We'd like to thank all our guests tonight. Anthony Lewis.
Annika Erickson.
Samson Martin. Ben Reeder.
Nick Decker.
Greg Strong.
Liam Broderick.
Colin Spillane.
Boom!
And Tyler Simpson and Leo Hilton.
Also like to thank our engineers, Isaac High, Christian Yambi, and Leo Hilton and Tyler Simpson also helped out back there. Thank you so much for listening. Up next is going to be some jazz.
Thank you for listening to Blunt.